Good evening, everybody. This is the PNB Coordinating Committee meeting for August 16th, 2011. It's 8:37 p.m. Eastern Time, and I'm Bill Crozier, Committee Chair, calling me to order. I'll go ahead and call the roll, and we'll need to get a secretary for tonight to take the minutes or prepare the minutes even after the fact. Hold on a second here. Okay. Bill, I'm here. Lydia? Lydia Brazon? I think you're muted, Lydia.
Can you hear me? This is Lydia.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here.
Lydia. Teresa Allen?
Here.
Nia Bediaco?
Present, and I have to mute. I'm in a noisy area.
Okay. Arlene Engelhart?
Present.
Okay, Afia Wangaza? Can't hear you, Afia. Kimmery Orendolf? Can't hear you, Kimmery. Summer Reese? Can't hear you, Summer. Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Okay. LaVorne Williams?
Present.
Okay, and we also have Marcel Reed joining the committee for the beginning of it. To tell us about the D.C. meeting preparations. Okay.
Okay.
Who would like to be secretary for tonight? We're kind of rotating those around.
This
you don't have to necessarily take minutes right now, but we need minutes prepared for the next meeting.
Yeah, this is Tracy. If I can take them off the archive, I will do it. But that'll be the second time this year, so this will be the last time. But if there's no one else who can
okay.
do it tonight, I'll do it off the archive.
All right. Anybody else want to try it? Okay. Well, thank you, Tracy. Any objections to Tracy doing it?
Thank you, Tracy.
Okay.
Thanks, Tracy.
Let's see.
Okay.
And I'll try to take notes, too, but I don't always get everything while I'm talking. So thank you, Tracy. Okay. Let me go ahead and read the agenda. The draft agenda that I sent out, and I know of at least one change I want to make. One call to order, two roll call, which we just did, three approval of agenda, which we're doing now, four choose temporary secretary, which we already did, five approval of the, approval of July 19th meeting minutes. Number six, review briefly progress on action items from previous meetings, and under that we have 6.1, work group to develop processes, RE, use of executive session audio in accordance with council's recommendations. That was Lydia, Nia, and Teresa on the work group. 6.2, summer to contact committee chairs to ascertain whether or not there are any motions coming out of committee to be placed on agenda and to submit written reports / minutes to the PNB. 6.3, status of proposed bylaw amendments on regular and special PNB meetings. That was Lydia, Bill, Summer, and Teresa. 7, continuation meetings for PNB and committee motion on monthly Saturday PNB meetings. That was the motion we passed a few months ago. 8, preparations for the September 23rd through 26th in-person meeting in Washington, D.C. 9, confirm next committee. And that's the one I was going to suggest we move up. 9, confirm next committee, coordinating committee meeting date. The regular date is Tuesday, September 20th, but the in-person meeting, PNB meeting starts September 23rd. 10, new business, if you have any. 11, review action items, 12, adjourn. And so I'll go ahead and move that agenda and also move that we amended by moving up 8, which is preparations for the September 23rd to 26th in-person meeting to right after we finish the agenda.
I'll second that. Teresa.
Okay. Any other changes? Okay, hearing none, and I guess that are there any objections to the amendment to moving up the D.C. meeting preparations? Okay, hearing none, then the amended agenda is approved. So, Marcel or whoever else has information about the in-person meeting, you want to give us an update and let us know how things are going and what you might need help with from us or the PNB or the national office?
Absolutely.
Thank you for inviting me to your meeting, and I have been working on this with Gloria Turner. The meeting will be held at the Channel Inn, Pier 7, which is a historic location in Washington. It will be right on the waterfront. Thursday, we're going to have a small buffet set up for people who are coming in so that they can come in and have a bite to eat and then retire to their rooms or mingle. We have, at this point, secured 20 rooms. We have two rooms and one breakout location. So we have a separate location for the executive meetings. We have a larger room where we'll have our general meetings, and we have a small breakout room where people can mingle or just congregate. So that will be Thursday night. On Friday night, we're walking people about 2.5 blocks from our location to what is called Westminster. It's a famous location in D.C. for jazz, and we hope it'll be a place where people from the PNB can interact briefly with people in the community. So the meal is being picked up by Gloria Turner, so she's going to purchase everyone's food that evening, and there'll be jazz, since WPFW is a jazz station. On Saturday night, after the meeting adjourns, we have tickets to see Trouble in Mind, a play by Alice Childress, at the Arena Stage, which is directly across the street from where we'll be staying. And Sunday night, we'll be at the station, where I hope that members from the board will agree to help pitch, because we'll be in the middle of our fund drive, and answer the phones.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, question? The theme of this year's meeting is we've decided to call it Jazz for Friday Night Justice, because the play is about justice, and us, because she'll be pitching with us as we try to raise the money to help us with our moves.
Now, when was the performance?
The curtain call is at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, and it's right across the street from where we are. So you literally are walking a third of a block, not even a third of a block.
Okay, so Saturday night, 8 p.m.? Okay.
8 p.m., yes.
That sounds really interesting. Okay.
What is the name of the hotel again?
It's called the Channel Inn Pier 7. It's famous for jazz. When I first moved to Washington, D.C., the first place I went to hear jazz was at the Channel Inn.
Is that channel with two N's?
Yes.
And
it's
what
located
airport
on
is...
Waterfront Street. It will
so
be served by either
to?
Reagan, Dulles, or
okay.
BWI.
Is there a preference?
And... Marcel, I've been telling people that they could go to Baltimore, and it's a very easy train connection to Union Station, where you would arrange transportation at Union Station, too.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, if you're real adventurous, you can just take the train from Union Station to a block and a half to the hotel. But we will certainly pick you up at Union Station or the hotel. What I would like is for more people to go ahead and book their travel. We have people waiting, but no one to assign them to, because my last count, I only have 5 people who are flying in. I have a Bill who's driving in, and I have Nia coming in from New York on the train.
Marcel?
I'm ready.
You have me on your list, Marcel?
Yes. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Marcel?
Who's that?
Yes. This is Marcel.
Okay, and Bill, can I be on the stacker?
Yeah, go ahead, Lydia. I couldn't tell who else was speaking.
Okay, so do you think that you could send, are you at a place where you can send this by email? So that we can all, I mean, it's so exciting. I cannot applaud you and Gloria more. I mean, I'm just so excited about that. It sounds absolutely wonderful. But it would be great to have the itinerary if we could have it.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, I can't do it now, but can I do it tomorrow morning because I have another
sure.
Call I have to do. But I'll be happy to send it out to you.
Oh, great.
And
thank
Summer
you.
Has agreed to standardize when we'll have public comment, and that will be from 2 to 3 every day except Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
This is Teresa Stack, please.
Hi, Teresa.
I'm still not quite figured out what airport I should come into. What is the easiest airport for me to come into that I can catch the easiest transportation to Union Station and from there to the hotel?
Reagan or BWI?
Arlene to the stack.
Okay, well, go ahead, Arlene.
You know, I've gone in and out of D.C. a lot in the last 2 years, and I have found going into Baltimore is not the least bit difficult. You catch the train, not Amtrak, but the other train over to Union Station for less than $10, and sometimes I save as much as $100 doing that on Southwest. And for most of us coming from either the West Coast or Houston, Southwest may be the best alternative. Remember, Southwest doesn't charge for luggage, so figure that in when you're figuring reservations.
It's the MARC train.
Which train is it? Not Amtrak, you say? Which
no,
one
it's the MARC. The MARC train.
MARC train, okay.
This is Lydia.
Well, how do you spell that?
Which M-A-R-C.
MARC. M-A-R-C. Okay.
M-A-R-C.
Okay. And who else wanted to speak or ask a question?
This is Lydia.
Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, but I've heard about the alternative in the train already. But like Teresa, I just want clarification as to which is the closest airport to the hotel.
It is Reagan, but it is much more expensive to fly into Reagan. BWI is the least expensive of the options and the most
expensive. Thank you. Okay, but it is Reagan. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Yeah.
Not Washington National?
Well, that's Reagan.
That is Reagan.
That's mm-hmm. the same one. Oh, okay. I forget which is what. Okay.
It was renamed.
Other questions? Yeah. Well, how about other meals? I wasn't sure what were provided or what we need to.
We're offering.
People need to do on their own or what?
Oh no. We're hoping that very few meals will have to be picked up on your own. We're in the morning. We're providing tickets. And it will give you 5 breakfast options, and 2 of them will be vegan. And lunch every day will be provided. And the night of the play, we're going to have a small reception. And then when we come back from the play, we're going to try to have a nice assortment of vegan food from a restaurant on the street.
Okay. So is that... You're saying you're supplying all the meals, then? I wasn't sure how that works out. You said 5 tickets or 5 options, but
5 options in the morning for breakfast. So they're giving
just for breakfast.
Ticket. You can for breakfast. Yes,
okay.
And lunch will be provided, and in the evening, we're trying to provide meals. So the first night, the meals will be picked up by Gloria. She's already arranged for that. On Saturday night, we'll be providing the reception before you go. And we'll be providing a meal from down the street. And on Sunday night, we'll be having a reception at the station when we're answering phones and meeting.